And then, if you need more, you come and ask.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks so much for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, television news anchor journalist and your host of the show. It's been about a couple of weeks or 3 weeks since I have been on the air with you, so I'm very excited to be back. Had a few things going on privately in my life, but one that was most important. My mother was sick and had several mini strokes, and God is good because she has recovered from that, and she is back at home in her kitchen and in her own environment doing her own thing. So I want to thank all of you for your emails, for your calls, as well as your letters about my mother, and she thanks you too. So speaking of that, and speaking of moms, and speaking of taking care of people, today we are going to talk to Michelle Jones. Michelle is from an organization, a nonprofit grassroots organization called Time to Fly. I first found out about Michelle Jones through a young lady named Marjorie Hamm on Facebook, who is one of my fans of At Home with Victoria. And Marjorie said to me, Victoria, there's this organization there helping with domestic violence. You've got to, you know, sort of get in touch with what they're doing. Make a long story short, Michelle invited me via Marjorie to MC one of her events, and I was there to MC the event to help them raise money, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful program. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring Michelle onto the line and start the conversation. Michelle Jones, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's great hearing your voice again live.
I know, as is your voice as well. So before we really get into the nitty-gritty of the conversation, just tell us a little bit about your background and how it is that, you came to the point that you decided that God put that on your heart to organize Time to Fly.
Sure. Well, I was inspired with, bittersweetly inspired, in 1999, the Lord just, he was there for me. I was a corporate woman in America, and just things were going great and well, and active in my community and in my church. And sadly, my marriage ended in emotional abuse. And as a result of that, I went through a lot of personal pain and turmoil and struggles, and a lot of fast and hard decisions had to be made over an 18-month period. And through it all, the only one who could really, really, really reach down to the depth of the pain of my heart was God. And so at the end of that time, I was inspired. The Lord said, I haven't healed you just for you. I've healed you to help others. Now go tell.
Absolutely.
To be quite honest, my response was, I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that? And the Lord blessed me with a great, you know, corporate background and career, and why would I want to do that?
Right.
He said, go.
Right.
And so with that said, I in 2001, I gave my corporate resignation to devote time and energy to the vision of Time to Fly. And so now here we are 10 years later, and it has been and still continues to be an incredible journey, and I'm so thankful that I listened.
Right.
Because I can't put enough money and dollars and contracts on the things that God has allowed us to be a part of, to see families change, to see people literally saved emotionally, physically, in every type of level, women and their children. And then most of all, to see those same people turn back, and they now become productive for society again, too. So
and, you know,
it was all worth the pain. I can say it was worth the pain.
And, you know, it's very interesting when you talk about the part where you said to God, well, hey, look, you know, I've got this, you know, you've already blessed me with this great corporate job. You know, I'm making money. My life is kind of, you know, dueling along the way that's kind of sufficing for me right now. Why in the world do you want to go ahead and not only throw this sort of wrench in there for me, but not only that, you're telling me that you want me to help all these other women that I don't know and their children. So I love those kind of stories, Michelle, when people are able to recognize that, you know, God is telling them, hey, I don't care if you don't want to do this, Michelle, you're going to do it because I'm telling you to do it. So just quiet yourself down and just get into the spirit and let's just start this. Let's just get this moving.
That's right. Let's roll. Let's just roll.
Yeah.
So it's just been phenomenal. It's just been phenomenal. And then let alone just even all those years, when I look back, Victoria, the years of training and my corporate background with project management, writing proposals, designing programs, strategic management, and so forth, and working on a global level with corporations, how to see all of that 10 years later was part of a bigger plan.
Exactly. Exactly,
so
yeah.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it is amazing, too, because when you say things being a part of a bigger plan, I remember when I was during my television career as a news anchor, I had to host this public affairs show. And this public affairs show, Michelle, it was one of those shows that comes on Sunday at a very obscure hour. Nobody was really there to watch it. And I used to hate to have to host that show. But what was interesting about that show was that here you had people like yourself who were out there in the community doing these great things, and that was their only really opportunity to come on to that show where they could get a certain amount of time and not have to, you know, whittle it down to 2 or 3 minutes as we would have it on the news show. And so I just remember when I started, because no reporter news anchor wanted to do it. And I remember thinking, oh, God, you know, this isn't going to help me. And why in the world are you sending me to do this thing every single Sunday? And what's funny, you know, fast forward now, that exact same format and that exact same type of show and helping those exact same type of people is exactly what I ended up doing now.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There is a greater plan, and we have no idea until things begin to unfold.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if I can encourage someone out there today, if things aren't making sense to you, just hold on. It will unfold.
Right, exactly, yes. It will. Yeah, it will. It may not seem like it now, but it certainly will eventually. So let's get back to Time to Fly. So we kind of got up to the point in your life where that happened, and then you were there. How did you come about the name Time to Fly? How did that happen?
I was inspired with it. It's our motto is based on Isaiah 40:31, and the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will mount up with wings as eagles, close to God, to the sun. And because literally that is what happened to me as I made the choice to spend time with God, as he drew me closer in my season of pain and questioning and wondering and anger and frustration and financial fear and all those things that go with it. It was going through spending time in his word that he literally renewed me from the inside out and gave me the strength and even the will to go forward from past suicidal thoughts, past depression, past being in this dark pit of how could this happen to me? Why me? That it literally put life back into my soul. And that's when I was inspired. The same morning I was confronted with Michelle, this season of your life is over. This is what you're going to do. And the name will be Time to Fly. So literally, given the name, given the motto, and that's what we stand for today. And our emblem is the eagle, and it represents so much of what has been done in so many families' lives over the years.
And, you know, I was thinking about you. It's been a while since I've seen you, but it's interesting because I was thinking about you and your organization a couple of weeks ago, and it was the result of me watching one of these sort of Dateline or news programs that I love to watch, the magazine format style. And it was about domestic violence, and it was about this guy who had a very, 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 job that we as Americans would consider a great job. He was, sort of head of corporate of some, financial institution. You know, he had 2.4 kids and a beautiful wife, but he was, his wife was very, very beautiful, and he was so always obsessed with his wife and thinking that, she was cheating on him or she was seeing somebody, which it turns out she wasn't. She was very, very, very faithful to him, but because he was so possessive, he started to beat her. And fast forward to the story, he ended up thinking that she was dating somebody else, and she wasn't, and he literally killed her. So fast forward to the trial, but one of the experts in that scenario was talking about how that in her opinion, that she believes that there's actually more domestic violence when it comes to that quote unquote, I don't want to say upper class, but middle class and up, and that higher class income as opposed to people who, we typically say, oh, if you're poor or if you don't have any of this, or if you live in this certain place, then this issue is only for quote unquote those people. But it was interesting because she said, no, that's not true. And she had some statistics to back that up that, this is no longer just an issue of sort of, lower income people or poor people or people with that live in a certain area. This is way, way beyond that.
Mhm. Mhm. That's right on point, because one of the things that sets the Time to Fly program apart, if I could take a moment, Victoria, and just to really position it for everyone again, and you were able to see it there firsthand, is we fill a very unique void in the community for domestic violence and being a resource for people. But our charge is literally helping an individual regain their God-given worth, because you're just so shattered and stripped down from the inside out. Then next, to break the generational cycle of abuse, because until it's intervened with the proper measures, the cycle will repeat itself into the next generation, studies have shown. And then finally, to strengthen the family unit, those that remain, but ideally the goal of, if we can, to restore and reconcile if both parties are willing to change. And that's a whole nother topic and conversation. But we've seen that also where marriages have been restored, but the other two where someone's been given the strength to say, I will no longer accept this dysfunctionalism anymore, and I'm okay with it. And so we've seen that, and they've moved on to productive lives. But with that, the statistics show that domestic violence in every form and fashion, it is not a stereotype. It's a behavior. And so it can be from a woman with a PhD to a GED, and we've seen them at both ends of the spectrum. And our program helps a participant, whether it's verbal, emotional, psychological, sexual, or physical abuse. All flavors of it are addressed through the program. And we really encourage people, or as our graduates go out there and share with folks, to encourage someone to come forward while it's smoke before it becomes fire. Like, let's catch a life before someone is killed. There are preventative things that we can put into play and challenge some people to really rethink their situation. But it is happening in our bedroom communities. It's happening in our inner city communities. And as people migrate here to the United States, too, from other cultures, it's deepening into our communities. So we all need to be aware that it could be anyone. It could be your neighbor. It could be your coworker. It could be anyone. Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this, and I certainly know understand right now if you don't have that information on hand, but I know we can get it to our listeners, because I just thought about it, and my producer Marilyn Bennett inside the chat room, she's very good and fast, so I know once I throw this out there she'll be able to find it, but what are some of the signs you think that, you know, people can look for when it comes to domestic violence? And I'm assuming the number one biggie is these sort of outward signs that you can see in terms of physical abuses or bumps on somebody's face or that sort of stuff. But what are some of the other signs that you think? Could it be somebody who's kind of all of a sudden outgoing and they sort of become depressed? And, I mean, what do you think about that, Michelle?
Oh, that's excellent. Actually, on our website, too, we have an indicator, too, for signs. So whether it's for a woman and we also help in addressing teen abuse. There are things that you can look for, but some of the key flags are lack of eye contact. If that woman is uncomfortable making eye contact with you, that's a red flag that there's something wrong. And we see that a lot, too, for women who come to our workshop. And then we see the other extreme, people who are very hypersensitive, almost a rock, like, I dare you, because they have to be, they've had to defend themselves internally and externally. So they're very, very defensive on the other extreme. We see it also show, especially in the workplace, people who are easily offended or people who are extreme in outbursts, one extreme or the other, easy to go to tears or easy to flash to anger.
Gotcha.
Those are some of the signs, especially when we talk about signs is some people, you know, who are stalked in the workplace. Those are signs that we've gone in and educated companies and corporations. These are some of the things we need to look for in the workplace if we're going to keep this a healthy environment.
Right, because, you know,
and be responsive to people's needs.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just thinking, too, when you talk about the workplace, oftentimes, you know, people could think that somebody is just having a bad day or some other nonsense is going on, when in actuality, it could very well be that they're dealing with a very serious problem, relationship problem at home, and it can manifest itself inside the workplace.
And the workplace is literally their only place where they feel free to release their emotions because they're bottled up in the home environment. So, and that's what makes the workplace a very volatile environment. One of the other red flags is isolation. That individual begins to isolate themselves because they don't want to be asked the questions anymore. Well, how are the two of you doing? Or why don't you do this? Or why don't you change? So the individual begins to pull back, or the abuser isolates the individual and says, you will only go out when I'm with you, or your movement will be controlled. Those are some of the things, and that all ties down to controlling behaviors. But the other caveat that I have to share, too, in educating folks is that what we're talking about here is a pattern of behaviors, Victoria, because a man can also be abused. But just because of the nature of our culture, most men are not going to raise their hand. But we've had men.
Right.
Huge men call and say, you know, can you help me or give me resources? I love my wife, but she's 5'1". I'm afraid of her. I'm afraid to go to sleep. I may not wake up. So, So for that very, very reason, men are very reticent and hesitant to come forward. But our charge in Time to Fly is specifically working with the women and the children. But we do try and refer men when they do call us to other sources to help them. But these behaviors can show themselves in a man or in a woman. It's just, it's predominant and more visible in our society through women, that women are the
absolutely
ones who are attacked.
Absolutely.
And another sign is a person who's takes blame easy. Like, okay, it was my fault, it was my fault. That's another red flag that there's something wrong.
Wow. Yeah. It is amazing because once you actually have the correct information, once you actually sort of, you know the quote unquote diagnosis for it and what to look for, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to the show tonight are probably thinking of somebody or even in their own situation who say, hey, you know, there's some red flags going off that this is actually happening to me. So with that said, if there is a person out there, Michelle, who is saying that, you know, really when I think about what Michelle Jones just said, that's me, what should be one of the first things that you think they should do?
The first thing, let's say, number one, is please visit our website and become self-aware to get education. And one of the key things that we've heard from women who've gone to our website, and one of our program graduates, at 2 in the morning, she was actually looking for a site to commit suicide.
Wow.
And our website popped up. And I just said, I'm so glad that we came up through the suicide line. But she was
right, exactly.
A way to commit suicide at 2 in the morning. But Time to Fly popped up. And in reading Time to Fly, she said it spoke to her. And she said, this is me. This is me. So it literally helped give her a lifeline. And once she was able to connect on that website, then she was able to contact us and go through the steps to go forward. Because
take
it is a process.
There.
A process.
Right.
So that's the
right.
First step we recommend. It's www.timetofly.org.
Well, Michelle, I want to talk a little bit more about the process in a minute, but there is, and Michelle, you would love these two young ladies. There is two young ladies who are fans of At Home with Victoria named, well, Shannon really is the fan, and her friend Beth. They recorded the song from Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings, and I was so touched by it, and I thought, you know, I think that would be appropriate to play when Michelle Jones comes on to talk about Time to Fly and the organization and them helping. So I'm going to give you just
wow.
a quick break to a drink, to drink some water, so you don't go anywhere. We're going to listen to Shannon's song, and again, this is a group of teenagers all the way from the UK who did this. So Michelle, you go ahead and take a quick drink. And we're going to go ahead and listen to Shannon's song.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reef. Some say love. Learn.
Is that not beautiful, Michelle Jones?
That is glorious.
Is that not beautiful? Is God not good? These are two girls. These are two young ladies. They're 15 years old. Aren't the voices amazing?
They're so sweet. It's just so pure. So. Oh, my word.
15 years old. So while you marinate on that, you're not going anywhere, Michelle. I'm going to bring Michael Kay because I know how much you love him. I know him. He's probably crying by now. Hi, MK.
Hey, yeah, I have to bring a Kleenex box wherever I go with you two now. I don't know what it is with you guys. Hi, Michelle.
Tears of joy. Hi, Michael. Absolutely. How are you?
Hi, Dom. Doing fantastic. It's so nice to see you. It's so nice to hear you, actually. And, yeah, Shannon Smolt, man, she rocks hard. Fantastic first UK listener, so I was very pleased that she can go ahead and share that. But evening, everybody.
Good evening. How are
Michael,
you?
Tell everyone your experience because MK came down to DC. We had another function for At Home with Victoria. So I said, well, while you're here in town, I've got to MC this event for Michelle Jones for Time to Fly. So of course, you know, you're going to come with me for that. And so Michelle, he really had no idea what this was and what he was going to get into. So MK kind of set the stage for everyone about what that event was for you as it dealt with domestic violence and your first time getting to know about Time to Fly.
Well, getting to know about Time to Fly was certainly an interesting thing because my mother had been a victim of abuse sometimes, a lot of times during the years. But so I figured that I had a thicker skin than I thought I did, but the organization itself, which is fundamental in any region, and I'm very happy we'll be talking about your 10th anniversary fundraiser coming up, but it was just a beautiful vision of people who were once not abandoned, not hurt, but destroyed. To see the internal being of someone be destroyed and then to have an organization such as Time to Fly there to go ahead and put the pieces back together was monumental. And yes, it did certainly move me to tears. It's a fantastic organization. And I was so thankful to be part of it, Vic. And even everybody, Vic had to move away from me. She couldn't even sit next to me towards the end of the show because I was going to screw her up too. But just a fantastic person doing fantastic work, Michelle. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for having this fortitude to create a group so important to the world. So.
Well, thank you. And I'm just so glad you were able to be there and participate, and I consider you and Victoria to be part of the army in this fight.
Yeah. Oh, no, I certainly made my mark there.
Yes, you did. So MK, I know you were listening to the top of the show, so before our UK girls sang their song, Michelle was talking about, we were talking about sort of if there is a woman out there that meets the criteria that is being abused. One of the first steps that Michelle talked about, of course, was to check out her website, Time to Fly, but to become self-aware of all of that. And I just wanted to mention in our chat room, Doris is also with us, and Doris is somebody who has gone through the program and is living a better life as a result of that now. So, Michelle, you don't have to talk specifically about Doris' case, but from the time that somebody comes to you broken, you know, how long does it take? I mean, I know it's a never, ever ending a cycle in the sense of that, you know, they're always working on themselves after going through something like that. But kind of how long does it take for you to get them to the point where they can kind of breathe and start to go out there and live a life on their own, you know, to take care of their kids, to work, to, you know, to sort of handle their business as mothers and as businesswomen?
Mm-hmm. Great question. It depends case by case on the individual. But we have seen on average, and we're able to quantify it based on surveys that we give our program participants prior to the program and then after when they graduate from the program. But, mm-hmm. you literally see a transformation as women make the choice to apply what they have learned through the 3 month, 90-day program. It's intense. It's not for everyone. You've got to know that, hey, I'm ready to do something. Like, I have hit rock bottom emotionally, and I can't go any further. I have free fall to the bottom. And
yeah.
Once you know that you're at that point, then you've got to be willing to say, okay, I need the help, and that's where Time to Fly comes in. But we've seen women who were literally came to us, and one woman, she shared a while ago, one of our programs, that she had not been out of her house for 4 years.
Wow.
And she was so just hurt and broken on the inside, but she had the strength after she visited our website and said, this is my lifeline. If I don't do this, I will die. I will die.
Yeah.
And she literally took every resource of ounce within her to get to one of our workshops. So because we recognize it, it's literally, if you will, you're in a deep, deep, deep dark hole, a deep crevice that it took a while to get in there. It's going to take a process to come out, too. But we
see
women, they go further in the process that it gets brighter and brighter for them from total darkness. And that same woman today has now been part of our community awareness team. She's out speaking and talking to people. And has been one of our key volunteer leaders. But she will tell you that just 5-6 years ago, she was literally living in her house as a prisoner.
And, you know, speaking of that, because I just kind of had this mini happy flash inside my brain when I thought about Doris and all the people that Michael Kay and I met at the program. So when is your next program coming up? Because I'm telling you, I want to get all of our listeners and fans out there to be a part of that, to see and to touch and feel that atmosphere firsthand. So when is our, I say our because I feel like I'm a part of the group. So when is our next big program we've got coming up?
Our next key program is October. It's our 10th annual gala. And 10th annual gala, and it's Friday, October 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be held in Chantilly. And folks can go to our website and they can sign up on our mailing list and they'll receive the details and alerts and so forth. So if they want to become a volunteer for that event, because it's going to be a huge event, we're talking the 10th year, they can be a volunteer, or if you're a company, an employer, and this touches your heart and you have employees you're taking care of, we welcome you to be a sponsor and help sponsor
and
write this event that you take a stand against family violence and you want to help see some lives changed. So that we're going to have a host of different opportunities that people can take advantage of to make a public declaration against these behaviors.
Well,
so,
definitely,
we welcome them.
Definitely, Michael, MK and I, Michelle, way before that October date, so maybe in the end of August or more so in September, we'll have you back on the show so that we can promote that more, because we want to fill every seat there, don't we, MK?
Absolutely. Absolutely want to fill every seat.
Wonderful.
And also, Michelle, I want to go ahead and make mention, too, of your book, Your Call to Freedom. Tell us a little bit more. It's more of an interactive guidebook used in women's groups across the country, but tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. The book, Your Call to Freedom, really, it's a two-for-one book, if you will. The first part of the book, it really is telling my story. The pain, the shame, the anger, the suicidal thoughts that I went through, and the dark hole that I was in as a result of my marital situation, and then the hard decisions that had to be made. So that's the first section of the book, and then it moves forward into practical keys and tools to help a woman go forward. And that book is now being used in different cities across the nation to help women's groups help their local participants move forward from family violence or emotional violence, or in our bedroom communities. It's not physical, it's verbal, and it's emotional, it's psychological. So that book is being used in a host of ways, and people can go to our website and get the connection to get the book or to go out to Amazon.com. But we really encourage people, if there's someone in your sphere of influence, whether it's a relative, a coworker, or a friend, get her the book and help her, and then get a copy for yourself so you can come alongside of her. So she's going to need that support and accountability till she can stand on her own.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Beck? Amazing.
Yeah. I know. In fact, it's interesting when you were talking about the book, because you know, Michael Kay and I were always racking our brains to try to give more. And in fact, I was telling Michael a couple of days ago, Michelle, that there are so many things that I've been wanting to reach out for the show that I just haven't done. And I must say, I'm a little hard on myself, but I mentioned that because when you said the books, I was sitting here thinking that it would be a wonderful project for me and for all of our fans to work on, you know, to maybe we can, for Christmas, you know, maybe buy 30 or 40 or 50 books and donate them to other women's shelters within our own communities. I just think something like that would be a great idea, you know?
That'd be phenomenal. As a matter of fact, Marjorie, your friend Marjorie and listener Marjorie, took the books when her husband was on assignment in Brazil. No, Argentina. Was on assignment in Argentina, and Marjorie took two or three books with her, and then in just a matter of weeks realized, she said, oh my goodness, the demand here is huge. And then Marjorie placed a huge order, and she said, Michelle, I had no idea how pervasive it is here in Argentina.
Wow.
And we're talking in the upper echelons of the community. So, if you really want the tools to help someone and something that's been proven, that book is available. But our big project right now, Victoria, and again, thank you and Michael so much for being there and being part of the spring concert with us, because in a matter of 2 hours, it helped move us $21,000 closer towards our goal.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's interesting that you say that
because you know, I was, my goodness, Michelle, I'm sure I speak for Michael K. I was literally on cloud nine. I kid you not, for about 2 weeks after that event, and I was so happy, and you know, my mood was just so great because it was just such an uplifting experience, and that's why I was asking you for that date, because it's, you know, for me to try to verbalize it and to talk about it just simply doesn't do it any justice at all. It literally is something that, like, for example, I would tell our good friend and fan and chat room producer, Marilyn Bennett, to get on an airplane and fly out here for the weekend with your husband to literally to be a part of that event. That's how great that experience is. But so through all of that, I completely forgot to ask you about the money that was raised. I'm such a bad journalist. How could I forget that, right?
Well, yeah, it was great, and those resources are helping us move a leg forward, as we shared at the concert, is because of the proven success these past 10 years locally in the Washington metro market, that we are getting demand from other cities and other nations. So we are in the process of looking at different avenues so that we can duplicate our program and get it out there on media stream, that we can be available whenever a city needs us.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Now, Michael Kay and I have some exciting news, because, of course, God is good. So, MK, you have to tell Michelle about the date that we booked with you-know-who's going to be on here when next week.
Well, yes, we would have met our next guest, Mr. Adeline Cruz, if it wasn't for attending the Time to Fly benefit. That was a fantastic international pianist. Oh, my God, Michelle. Oh, fantastic. And the interaction between Vic and Adeline was really hilarious, too. I may have to go ahead and point that out.
Oh, they need a road show.
They need a dog and pony show, absolutely. And I can just carry the banner for them. But, yeah, very, very pleased to be hosting with Adeline Cruz on the 17th, 8 p.m. EST. So that'll be next Tuesday. But, yeah, just tickled pink I am.
great.
I know.
That's great. And you'll be playing some of his music, and so folks
can drool
over him. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? In fact, Atlin was so good to us on the show that he has given me a new piece of music that we're going to exclusively play on At Home with Victoria that no one has heard before. But, you know, I'm super excited about that.
Oh my gosh! What an honor!
Yes,
we have talked about him coming back and doing, since that was our first spring concert, coming back and doing a second one next spring.
Wow!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well, Michael K and I are going to throw, not that I'm trying to. You know, bump anybody else out, but I certainly like to throw my name in the hat to MC again, if that's okay.
Exactly.
Just please consider me over here, if that's okay, for that position again.
She's so shy. She's so shy, Michelle.
We would love it. We would love it. I mean, just the feedback alone, people said, that was just a great time. I wish we had more time. So we're just going to extend the time frame and make things work. But it was
and you know, Michelle and MK, and I think Michael K and I had this conversation because, of course, like I said, we talked about this about 2 weeks after your event was over. And I was talking about emceeing programs, and as a news anchor, you know, you're always called to do those kinds of things and emcee a lot of programs. But I was telling Michael that one thing that I've learned in my experience at doing that is that, you know, you have to be careful in how you approach emceeing a program when you're talking about domestic violence, an issue that is so serious and that affects so many people. So I kind of knew going in there that my attitude had to be, you know, upbeat, and you had to be a little bit funny, but, you know, it had to be tasteful because the issue itself is such a very painful issue, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to have to sit there and, you know, for all of us to have to sit there and
my mood
be sort of doom and gloom, you know, I didn't think that would have been a good way to be, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it came across very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. Well, Michelle, listen, we are not going to take up any more of your time. We said we were only going to keep you for about 20 minutes, but you've been on for 45. I didn't want to tell you that I was keeping you longer because the conversation was so good. But listen, so you're going to come back, I know, because we want to help you promote that event that you got for the fall coming up in October. We'll certainly be there to support you in person for that as well. And, of course, anything that we can do to help. So we'll continue to promote your book and the website. And just God bless you, and just thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, wonderful. And we thank you for the time to share with people. So number one, if it's a listener in need, please contact us. You don't need to suffer in silence, and you don't need to feel alone. And then if it's someone and this is speaking to your heart, please contact us, because you can help us go another leg in this race, and you can help us get there faster to respond to someone's plea. So I just want to tell you and Michael, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I know. We just simply thank you. Thank you, Michelle, and everyone. That was the one and only Michelle Jones. She is the executive director, founder, and all that good stuff for Time to Fly, a nonprofit organization that helps women in crisis and also children when it comes to domestic violence. So you'll find all of her information on my Facebook page, MK's Facebook page, and also here on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, Michael, I always like to remind people that you can also download our show on iTunes. So as soon as this show is over, within 5 minutes, it goes to iTunes, and it's a free podcast, and you can also download it and listen to it later. And even if you think that the information is so important that you want to share it with your own family and friends or on your website, you can download it on your website for free as well. And, you know, Michelle is just one of those people that when I first saw her, you know, she's kind of one of those women who, at least in my eyes, I look at her and I think, wow, this lady's about business. You know what I mean? It's like you look at her and you're like, wow, she's about business. And then when you finally have the opportunity to have a conversation with her, then you really know that she is about business and she is very focused and serious on her mission. But at the same time, she's got that very sweet sort of motherly touch with her as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and she's very, very modest. It was a portion of the program that she was sitting next to me, and the program was going on, and I poked her in the shoulder, and I said, do you realize that you did this? I mean, you've restored these people's faith. And she says, no, God restored them. I says, no, God told you, and then you formed this organization to help these people. So, I mean, her absolute innocence in participating is brilliant, and she is doing such a great job with these women and these fans. I'm so honored to know her. She's good people.
Oh yeah. No, I'm telling you, I completely feel exactly what you feel, and we've talked about this before. You know, with my job as being a journalist, my goodness, I meet so many people, and I have the opportunity to attend many events and go places where, you know, your regular person can't go just because of my job. And I definitely have to say Michelle is someone that is just truly an honor for me to actually know, and not only know, to, you know, be able to call on her if I have a question or concern about anything. Yeah, she's just a super, super, super person. So, yeah, we both are very, very fortunate to have her in our lives. So, everybody, check out the website, Time to Fly. And, again, you're going to be hearing more from her because she doesn't know it, but it doesn't matter. Even if she asked her and I, when that October event that she's got coming up, Michael Kay and I want to see what we can do on the media side to help her with that, because I really, MK, want that place to be packed and full of people.
We'll certainly try and pack it, Vic. Got a couple announcements, actually, if we've got some free time.
Yes, go ahead. Yep.
Great. Want to go ahead and remind everybody that Saturday, May 14th is Disaster Awareness Day in Riverfront Park in Bryson City, North Carolina. DIRT, or the Disaster Immediate Response Team, is putting together an awareness day. Basically, are you prepared for a disaster? And our very own Bethany Schmidt and Carl Schmidt from Necessary Truth are going to be doing a fundraising concert for them. So once again, it's Saturday, May 14th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bring your lawn chairs, there's inflatables for kids, and of course food. You can have, if you need more information, you can contact Charles Atkins at 828-400-3384.
Mm-hmm.
So another benefit concert coming up, and then
Of benefits, you know, anytime there's a disaster or anything of that sort, we at Home with Victoria, we always like to help out with relief efforts. So we have a show that is coming up for the victims of Alabama with the tornado down there. Is that correct?
Right, on the 24th, we're talking to Dina from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and she's organizing some relief efforts as to where to send personal effects for some of the harder-hit, smaller communities that are kind of being ignored by FEMA and the emergency resource teams. So that'll be on the 24th, 8 p.m. EST. And we've got a couple surprise guests coming up. Of course, I'm not going to jinx it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's going to be a worthwhile show to listen and helping other people in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But how are you doing, Vic? Everything is all good, too.
Yes, everything is all good. So we kind of took a little break here and there, more so for personal reasons. I mentioned at the top of the show, Mom is back home and she's doing good. So that means my life can get back to normal a little bit. So we'll definitely be back on the air again more. So we've got a lot of shows that are going to be coming up. Also, I want to mention in terms of the relief effort, my sister mentioned on her Facebook page that her church outside of Washington, D.C., called Master's Child, they are collecting canned goods and I think clothing, because her church is also going to send a large donation down there to people in Alabama as well. So I just always love it when, you know, I mean, we certainly don't love and want a disaster to happen, but I'm always just so encouraged that when things do happen, Americans are so wonderful, and that we open up our hearts and actually help people. But with that said, so we've got a song that we're going to play. Before we play your next song, you're going to tell us about someone. Shannon is just, I just simply adore her. She's just not the cutest.
And I was floored at the talent of that song. It really was. And speaking of things,
I know.
Yeah. I was so thrilled. So
Michael
thrilled.
Michael
Kay, for her.
I am telling you. I honestly didn't think one way or the other what it was going to sound like. So I'm, sitting here and I just kind of hit the play and I kind of got up and I'm sort of walking around doing things and then that voice comes on. I'm like, holy crap, I completely stop, and I look, and I'm like, that's our little Shannon? I'm like, are you kidding me? The girl has talent. You can't deny it.
I was so happy she was good. But this new guy I've got coming on, again, Mike Cullop introduced me to him, and he's got such a good taste in music, just like I do. Anyways, this guy's named Ted Garber. He has a CD release party coming up for his new CD called Live at the Strathmore, and it's actually, the release date is May 13th, 8 p.m., and it's at the Mansion at Strathmore at 10701 Rockville Pike in North Bethesda, Maryland. Tickets are available at www.strathmore.org, or you can call 301-581-5100. His first CD was actually called American Rail, and he's very kind of bluesy, rocky, Frank Sinatra meets a little bit of Coldplay kind of a thing. Where you can find Ted Garber is at tedgarber.com, and that's G-A-R-B-E-R. He's on Reverb Nation/Ted Garber, and he's also got a couple pages on Facebook. So his CDs are also available on iTunes and CD Baby, and the song we're going to be listening tonight is called Break Me Down.
And definitely I know that was quite a bit of information there for you to spit out, so I always just like to tell people at the end of the day, if you can't remember all that, you can always come back to Blog Talk Radio because that information is inside our chat room. And also, you can also just Google his name, and I guarantee you all of his information is going to come up. So, MK, you go ahead and say goodbye, and I'm going to go ahead and play Ted's song.
You got it. I want to say hi to Barbara Dixon in the chat, Doris M., a couple new guests we have, Mar Ben Fantastic, producing Mike Cullop, my good friend, and the handyman. But to everybody, have a great night, and Vic, have a great sleep.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know what you mean, sleep. You know, the news lady stays up until about 4 o'clock in the morning, so, okay, we'll go ahead and listen to Ted now.
Time away. Don't put me down.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.